his blessed feet daily there. My sins confessing, begging for his mercy. To rest in his grace and power, seek him there, his love and prayer. It is there I feel him. You know it's in
the upper room,
the upper room,
the upper room,
where Jesus,
the upper room.
You know I'm in
the upper room,
the upper room, talking with the Lord. Yes, I'm your God. I'm in
the upper room.
Yes, I'm in the upper room. Lord, I'm in the upper room, talking with the Lord. Oh, yes, my.
Talking with my Lord, sitting yes in your God. Well, you know it's in the upper room. Oh Lord, it's in the upper room. Well, you know that I'm in the upper room, and I'm talking with my Lord. Oh yes, my God.
Hallelujah. That's my baby. So things got worse. The drinking and the fighting got worse. Night after night, there are parties at our house, you know, the friends. My big sister Dorothy used to get worried. She'd get the little kids and she'd take us and she'd hide us in a wardrobe, right? And she'd cover us with coats and pillows to muffle the noise. And I remember the coats used to smell like my dad's cigarettes or my mum's perfume, you know, and it would calm me down. And then the noise outside would start getting louder. And they'd be shouting, screaming, and then they'd be smashing. And then it would go quiet. And normally when it went quiet, that meant something really bad had happened, you know. So we'd wait, and then we'd wait, and then we'd sneak out, and there'd be our lives smashed on the floor, you know. Glasses smashed, furniture smashed. Mum would be in the corner with a fat lip. And this went on night after night after night after night.
In the upper room,
the upper room,
where Jesus, you know I'm in the upper room. Talking with the Lord, yes, I'm your God. You know I'm in the